You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You need to get on it. You need to be in here every day. You're almost out of time. You're 22. You're late.
It's a man's game tonight now. You know that. It's a man's game tonight. Here we come. Here we come. It's a man's game now.
Antonio Montana. And you? What you call yourself?
My name is Thomas Shelby. And today, I'm gonna kill a man.
I believe so much in myself, and I have a bulletproof mind. And when I go out there, I know what I'm able to do. And I do it good.
It's pushing the water, and there's a jogger, actually. Look at this. Wow. The Florida man right there for you, Blake, jogging in the hurricane.
People who obsess about work-life balance are typically mediocre at both. Obsessed people apply their obsession to everything and just call it life.
He should have killed me when he had the chance, because now I'm back, and I'm going to kill you and your whole team. You and them bitches.
Because I have a vision, I have my confidence, and I believe in myself. People call it arrogant, I call it confidence. Ignorant people call it arrogant, intelligent people call it confidence.
If you pan it down here, you see it's about 3 o'clock in the morning, and there's not a car or a person in sight. If you pan over here, it's the same thing, not a car or a person in sight.
Anything I'm afraid of, I confront it. And that's my personality. Like right now, I'm scared to death. But as the fight gets closer, the less nervous I become because it's reality. And in reality, I'm invincible.
It's never gonna make you feel good if you're leaving it on the table. If you're not exercising your potential. If you don't have a purpose, you don't have a mission. The reason you feel like shit is because you know that you're letting your potential die on the vine. You're letting your potential go to waste. And that is an underlying condition that's causing you this anxiety, causing you this stress, causing you this uncomfortable place. But the reality is you need to solve the underlying problem. And the underlying problem is you're not exercising your potential. And for that reason, you feel like shit. That's it.
I can't. You can't? Are you kidding me? You just said I can't? Like, I want to slap that. You know what I'm saying? I can't. I don't have time for people that are weak and they say, I can't. No, you can. You will.
It was life and death. Either you live or you die. Which one do you want, Tom? That was the decision. In the corporate life and in the gym. But if you want something bad enough, you can't let anybody tell you you can't do something. I'll repeat that. If you want something bad enough, you can't let anybody tell you you can't do something, not even yourself.
I've ridiculed everyone on the roster. I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody. The double champ does what the f*** he wants.
There are no solutions, only trade-offs. What's that mean to you?
That you're never going to completely solve anything in your life or in the world, and there's always going to be compromises that you have to make. And if you aren't willing to make those compromises or you don't keep your mind open for those compromises, you're going to run into some real problems. But if you look at it and the fact that, you know, you might put a little more effort over here that's going to take away from some effort over there, you can't just do everything at once. So, yeah, no solutions, only trade-offs.
Every single morning, if you can't get out of your beds and you choose not to win, you listen to your feelings. If you chose to get out of bed and you said, there's a win for me, that's your mind. And each one of those individuals, you decide who gets a vote. And some days, not all the popular things are going to get a vote. Success may not get a vote. Winning may not get a vote. But you've made that decision that now this thing gets a vote. I must be ready to deal with it.
You give them this message that it's okay to be a man.
It's not okay. It's necessary. What the hell are we going to do without men? You look around the city here, you see all these buildings go up. These men, they're doing impossible things. They're under the streets, working on the sewers. They're up on the power lines in the storms and the rain. They're keeping this impossible infrastructure functioning. This thing that works in a miraculous manner. They work themselves to death, and often literally.
We have no great war, no great depression. Our great war is a spiritual war. Our great depression is our lives.
But most importantly, man, you gotta look at things and say, like at a certain point, like eliminate the outcome. Stop being driven by rewards. Stop being driven by outcomes. Stop being driven by, if I get this, I'm gonna do this. Just work. And if you don't get what you thought you were gonna get, show up and still go to work. Because along the process, what's more important, what you acquire or who you become? And a lot of people think what they acquire is the thing that makes them who they are. No, it's who you become in the process of chasing what you wanna acquire, right? Change expectation for appreciation. Extract the lessons and the blessings from the situations that didn't turn out the way you wanted them to turn out. But most importantly, man, approach it and eliminate the outcome, right? Just go for it. Work. Go to work.
This is why most people never get anywhere. Most people are incapable of picking a direction and going.
Just going.
They observe the possibilities. They get paralyzed by all the possibilities. They refuse to move forward on all the possibilities. And then time passes them by. So it's very important that you make a decision and you go down that path. You commit to that path with the mentality of having zero options. I don't have a choice but to see this through, okay? If I don't see this through, I'm going to be digging ditches. That's what I tell myself. When I don't want to come here and I don't want to do this and I get tired of, you know, doing what I do, which happens to everybody. You go through ups and downs. I pretend like I have zero options. I say, well, if I don't do this, bro, I'm going to be digging ditches, so I better show the f*** and get it done. And that might sound ridiculous to you because that's not the truth anymore, but I still tell myself that, and that's how I operate. So you have to pick something, and then you have to commit to it for as long as that's going to take to make sure that you see it through.
A body in motion tends to stay in motion. A body at rest tends to stay at rest. You've had enough damn rest. Go take action.
And I'm telling you from the bottom of my soul, it is so easy to beat people today. They are so soft. They have no work ethic. No one can stick with anything. Everyone's distracted. They're on social media. They're counting their notifications because they can't stick with They can't say no.
You gotta work. Your time is gonna happen. You're here for a reason, but you gotta be ready, because if you're not, it's on you.
You have to have no fear. You have to have no fear. You have to believe in who you are and what you do and just go get it.
A harmless man is not a good man. A good man is a very, very dangerous man who has that under voluntary control.
The reality of life is this.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
The world's f-ing relentless and it will not stop beating your ass until you wake up and start beating it back. And, you know, when I see self-love and all this shit, I do understand where they're coming from. Those people are talking to people who are on the brink, right? Yep. And they think their entire world's crumbling and they're telling them it's okay. But I actually think that's the wrong message. I think the right message is this. Hey, this is how it is if you don't go hard. This is what you're going to get if you do not try hard to develop yourself and get off the bench and get in the game. And I say that out of a place of love and caring for people. Yes. Because I want them to feel better and I want them to do better. And I know what's not going to get them better is just accepting themselves and all their behavior and all their vices and inaction and procrastination and low standards is creating the way you feel.
But where do you go to? You wake up on a morning, it's cold, it's mm-hmm. wet, it's dark, you've got no cartilage in your knee, you've mm-hmm. got shorts, whatever it is that's the issue today.
Keep talking.
You've got these problems, right?
I need you to keep talking about what you were just saying.
It's warm on the couch. That's your it. Missus says stay in
That's
bed.
It.
It's comfy. That's it's cozy. It. That's You've got it. Work later on. You had an argument last night. You're That's slightly it. Hungover.
God, I know everyone ain't going to do what I'm going to do. So this is how you level up. That's how you level up. I know there's a whole bunch of people with that right there. That fires me up. That makes me happy what you just said. That brings joy to my life right there.
Why?
Because I know there's so many people that have the ability and just refuse to get off that couch. Refuse to study a few more hours. Refuse to go deeper, to go further. And that's where I gain the advantage. It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak. Most people don't want to go to that extra mile. Most people don't want to find that extra because it sucks. It's miserable. It's lonely.
Most of the reason that we're afraid to fail is because we're afraid of dying in an abstract reality. We think, oh, we catastrophize. Okay, I'll lose my job, and then no one will like me, and then I won't be able to get a job again, and then I'll be homeless, and then I'll die. Like, it's just, right? Like, that's how we go, right? But when I thought through, I was like, what would actually happen? So if I went there and I failed, what would I do? I was like, well, I'd apply to business school. And I'd have this cool story, and they like entrepreneurs or people who tried to do things.
Mm-hmm.
So this would be fine. This would be okay. And I have plenty of friends who would let me sleep on the couch if I had to. I could go back to mom and dad's house with my tail between my legs, which I thought was honestly the most horrifying thing that I could imagine, going back home as a failure.
Yes.
But the idea, the one that got me out of it was, I can always get the job back.
Mm-hmm.
So like, this is actually a significantly lower risk move than I'm perceiving it to be. I can get the job back, or I can get another job that's comparable.
Right.
I have the experience, and me doing all this stuff only makes me more valuable because I'll have a cooler story than somebody who just did 4 years of this job rather than two, and then did 2 years of things on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was the one argument The secondary argument was, for me, I was young at the time. I was like, this is extremely hard to do. If you say, because I used to always tell people like, yeah, and I'd like to own my own business someday. Like, it's almost like you like tag it on to like, what's your, you know, what do you do now? And I'd like to, and so I thought to myself, if it's this hard now, when I have no kids, I have no wife, I have no stakes, it's going to be nearly impossible for me to do later.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, I have to do it now.
And my three questions are, what do you want? How badly do you want it? And how much are you willing to suffer? And very often, everything revolves around the first question, what do you want? Because a lot of people are unclear what they want from life. They don't sit down and think through. We are writing our own life story every day, and yet we don't think about it. Who do we want to be? Where do we want to live? What life do we want to lead? When we've finished our life, come to the end of our life and look back, what do we want to say that we've done? So, what do you want is a very powerful question. And then, if an athlete says, I want to be the best, Bill, fine. How badly do you want it? Because it's going to, you've got to pay a price to be the best. The best pay a big price. You've got to work harder, you've got to commit more, you've got to take more responsibility, you've got to deal with more ups and downs.
Do you think Michael Jordan was just interested in winning championships? You think Kobe Bryant was just interested in basketball? You think Jeff Bezos was just interested in shipping packages? You think Elon Musk is just interested in whatever the hell he's interested in today? Those individuals are obsessed. They are obsessed. In order to be the best, in order to reach that next level, you can no longer be interested. Interested is a hobby. You can be interested in many things. Oh, I'm interested in reading. I'm interested in gardening. I'm interested in cars. You can fall in and out of your interest. But your obsession stays with you all the time. You have to become obsessed.
If you're going to do it, do it. Say what you can do. Do what you say. If you can't do it, don't say you can do it. Don't over-leverage yourself. Don't over-leverage a decision and then jump in and kind of dip a toe. I think I'll try it out. No, think if you're going to try it out beforehand, but when it's time to go, dive. Finish it. Find out. Come out the other side. Don't leave it and go, ooh, if I just would, That keeps me up at night. I think it keeps a lot of us up at night. When you half-ass something and you just don't know, whether you failed or succeeded, got what you want or didn't get what you want, finding out and looking in the mirror and going, I didn't half-ass it. I went all the way. I found out, and that ain't for me. Or I found out, and you damn right that is for me. That's a great place to get to. But the limbo of not knowing, if you half-ass something, the limbo of going, I hedged my bet.
What could have happened?
You don't know.
It's hard when you're young to wake up in the off-season at 6 a.m. to go train and work out, knowing that all your friends are sleeping in and eating pancakes. It's hard when you're on your way to practice, weighed down with all your gear, and it's 90 degrees out and all the other kids are at the pool or at the beach, and your body is already completely exhausted from workouts in 2-a-days. It's hard to throw, catch, block, and tackle, and hit kids when they're way bigger and way more developed than you, only to go home that night bruised and battered and strained, but knowing you have to show up again the next day for just the chance to try again. But understand this, life is hard.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.